So thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Today I want to talk about the rise of the scam bots. So most people who've been selling online, especially on social media, will be aware that there's a lot of scam messages that you can end up getting. Thankfully, most of them are very obvious or become obvious quite quickly. I don't like talking about these scams and things, they are something you need to be aware of, but it almost feels like by talking about it so much that we make it sound like there's more out there than there is. And it can put you off from selling online at all. But it's one of those things that you need to be aware of. Most people who are selling something online will get one of these messages at least once. But the thing about bots, the rise of AI and ChatGPT, messenger bots, it's made it much easier for the scammers to send out hundreds of messages and really get more messages out than ever before. So bots will use Messenger on Facebook and Instagram to get your attention. They will use the chat functions of any platform that you use. There is no platform you can use that you won't potentially get one of these messages. But some of them can seem quite genuine and it can feel very disheartening when you realise that you've been targeted by a scammer. But most of the time, these are bots, not real people. And I know this simply because I get messages through my pattern business and they will take a screenshot or something of a post you've made and simply say, I want to buy this, is it available? And when I'm posting pictures of different crochet stitches with nothing on there to buy, not even a pattern, it's very obvious that it's a scammer. But if I was selling something physical that I had to make and post out, it would be so disheartening to get these messages. And I totally get why people are so frustrated with them. Because it gets your hopes up only to be dashed that there's no sale. And it does make us weary of opening our messenger at all. This is far more prevalent on social media. It's a bit more difficult to get these bots to work on platforms like Etsy, Shopify, Amazon Handmade. They are more resilient to it. It's far more of a bigger thing on social media. And unfortunately, there is nothing you can do to stop them popping up. If you take orders via Messenger, then you are likely to receive one of these posts at some point. And of course, the other post that you like to get through Messenger is people trying to pretend to be Facebook and saying your account's going to be shut down unless you click their link. Those are always scams. I went through a period I was getting multiple every day. That one was very annoying. But if it's the first time you receive one, it's quite frightening, especially if your entire business is based on Facebook. And people click the links out of fear, and that's what they're trying to generate. They're either trying to generate hope and almost preying on, I don't want to say desperation, but the great hope that new sellers have of making that sale, they are preying on that to get you to click links and fall for whatever scam they're in trying to commit. You just got to be aware of them. The best way to combat the ones that are trying to pretend they are going to buy something from you is to ask them a question that has no relation to your crochet. Because if they don't come back with a "what you're talking about" answer, then you know it's a bot. You know it's a scammer. So for crochet, you want to use a question that has no place in your crochet. It could be, say, if you're selling baby booties, you might ask them if they want the batteries to be included. I mean, that works for most crochet. If you ask them if the batteries are included, if they want the batteries included, and they say yes, you know it's a scammer and it's a bot. Because big question marks should be coming up with that question. But that's how you very quickly work out if you have a real person or a scammer. And I think most people who are buying online have got the idea that, you know, these scams are about. So if it does end up being a real person, you simply apologise and, you know, say you've been getting lots of scam messages lately, you just had to make sure. And you'll find that the customer will be very understanding. A lot of people who buy online are aware of these things. So you don't have to worry about offending a real customer with this random question. But it does weed out the bots. And these bots are getting everywhere. And as the kind of scammers get used to these tools and get smarter with them, it is probably something that's going to be on the rise until Facebook Meta itself actually steps in to block them. And right now, they don't seem to be doing that very well. Reporting the accounts doesn't seem to do anything because they just create new accounts. I just delete the messages and get rid. They are very irritating. They seem to come in waves as well. I'll get waves of them. I'll get loads over a period of a week or two, then they'll stop, and then maybe a month or so go by and I'll get another wave of them. And it can at times feel like you're just being bombarded with them. But they come and they go. But you get used to recognising them. But if you are getting inundated with them, it's a good idea to get away from selling on social media. This is where using a third-party platform like Etsy, like Shopify, can work better, because you're not going to be targeted as much on those platforms. In fact, it's been several years since I've had any scam messages through Etsy. I don't use Shopify or Amazon Handmade, but I have been on Etsy for years. And when I first started, I used to get a lot of messages from people pretending to be charities, asking for free things. Those seem to have worn off, at least they have for me. But it's been years since I've had a scam message through Etsy. And I don't sell through Facebook. So when I do get a message, I just send them my link to my Etsy shop and say, you can buy here. So if it is a scammer, it's going to catch them out straight away. They cannot do anything with just my shop link, and I'm certainly not going to carry on the conversation after that. They go away until the next one pops up. It's annoying, but as long as you have a tactic to deal with it and realise they are false, it's not going to do you any harm. Receiving the messages themselves isn't going to cause anything. But you do need to weed out whether you're talking to a real person or a bot quite quickly. And asking them a very random question that does not relate to what they're talking about is going to do that. So, you know, most people who sell crochet don't have any batteries involved. So if you ask them if they want the batteries included, that's automatically going to sort that out. But asking them a question in return is going to, it's going to show you the way of what's really going on. And then you can just delete the conversation. Don't even keep it lying around, just delete it. The ones where they say they're going to shut your Facebook account down, delete them. They are a very popular one. You can end up getting two or three of those in the same day, and they all have a different name and a different link in their message. And they all have the same profile pic, though. They're clearly not communicating with each other. But you just delete those, because Facebook would not give you warning if they shut your page down. You just have it gone. And they will send it via email, not Messenger. So they're definitely scams. But they really do get to you. They can really, you know, prey on your fears of not being able to sell your crochet, of not getting sales. That kind of roller coaster of hope and disappointment. Oh, I'm going to get a sale. Oh, no, I'm not. It really plays on you and it jars your nerves. Unfortunately, there's no way to stop them. If you are on Facebook or Instagram, you know, you're reliant on Messenger feature, you cannot stop these messages from coming in. The only way is to refuse to sell on that platform and direct any queries for purchases to another link. So sending them to Shopify, sending them to Etsy, wherever your shop is located, which shuts the conversation down. That's the only way to deal with it. Because if you're saying, oh, if you want to buy from me, you have to buy here, there's nowhere for them to go with that conversation, it shuts down. That's the only way to get rid of it. It doesn't stop the messages from arriving, but it stops you from wondering, is this actually a real person and I'm not realizing it and I'm throwing away a sale? And it's that fear that these things prey on. I mean, I totally get why people fall for these things sometimes. Because that's how these con artists get their sales. That's how they get their money. It's how their scam works, by preying on your emotions. Whether it's fear, whether it's hope, whatever that emotion is, they will use it for their nefarious ends. But you just need to have the thought in place of what's going to come in and how to deal with it. The bots are on the rise. There is no denying it. You know, with the emergence of AI, with ChatGPT and all that, it's made it so much easier for these things to proliferate. And there are programs out there where you can mass message people. So they just farm Facebook profile names and put them into a program and send out the messages en masse. So you will be far from the only person getting these messages. Hundreds, thousands of people across the world are getting them as well. And we just have to deal with it. It's a very rare thing to actually get scammed, because these things are not that good yet. They kind of show themselves as not being entirely human at some point in a conversation. But just having that random question on hand to slip into a messenger chat will sort that one out straight away. And yeah, the ones where they're going to shut down your account, ignore straight off. I delete them from my inbox as soon as they arrive, so they're not sitting staring at me. Because if you see those messages every time you open up your messenger, it can start to prey on your mind and wonder if you really made the right decision. If you delete them as soon as, you know, the bot has made itself known, it's gone. And you don't have it preying on your mind again. And that's what they want. They want to prey on your mind so that you will carry on the conversation, and whatever the end game is for them, get you to play it, which you don't want to go there. You don't want to play into their hands. So just delete those messages. As soon as you realise it is very, very likely to be a scam message. And that will sort that out. These things are becoming part of business on the internet. It's part of doing business on social media. I mean, I don't recommend having your entire business on social media just because it's these things along with you can easily get your, not easily, but more easily than other platforms, get your account hacked, get them shut down without warning. You can get shut out and lose access. It's not a stable platform to do business on. So having your shop on a different platform and just using social media for promotion will help you protect you from these things. Because if you can just hand out a link on a messenger conversation saying, if you want to buy from me, you need to go here. This is going to protect you from the scammers because they have to go to the platform and they're not going to do that. Some people are afraid of losing sales by making people go to another platform. But to be honest, if people are that fussy about which platform they're buying on, I would be wary about selling to them in the first place. Because that's a bit odd to me. Especially when going to like Shopify or Etsy is a more secure place to buy something than a social media platform. It's better for you, more protection for you, and actually more protection for the customer to go to a third-party platform rather than do your entire business over Messenger. Yes, it's free to be on Facebook and Instagram using Messenger. It's free for you, but the price you pay is that you do not have the protection of the platform. Facebook is not set up to protect you. There is no protection for you by selling through Messenger. There is through Shopify and Etsy. So if these scams are really bothering you, just do not sell over Messenger. And then you're not going to get caught up in these scams. There are fees for going to a different platform, but what you get for those fees is peace of mind. You won't get these messages. You will have seller protections in place. You are far less likely to become the victim of one of these scams by going onto one of these platforms. So it's well worth, in my opinion, using these other platforms. Shopify, Etsy, Amazon Handmade. There are others as well. And it just helps you to avoid these issues. So I hope that's given you something to think about. Over in my membership, Hooked on Success, I'm going to be talking about what to do if you are scammed. So if you want to listen to that exclusive members-only episode, then you can come and join us by going to crochetbusinessschool.com/success. And you can join us and listen to that now. And you'll also get access to the entire back catalogue of exclusive episodes, plus our challenges that we run quarterly to get your business a leap forward in one particular area. So I hope to see you there soon. Otherwise, I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.